Memory is a funny thing. You may find that it's hard to remember people's names because they're random. It's much easier to see someone's face and remember because there's a visual connection. But there are some words that are so deeply ingrained in us that they come to us without even thinking. I think of moments when I've been at the bedside with someone in their final moments here on earth. They don't say anything at all. But if you start to recite the Lord's Prayer, if you begin to sing Amazing Grace, suddenly their lips are moving and they're joining with you. It's a Holy Spirit moment. Memories are most powerfully conjured up through our five senses. As the weather warms and you pop open that bottle of sunscreen for the first time in months, the smell of it suddenly floods you with images of the beach trip you took months ago. You can hear the seagulls flying overhead. You can taste the saltiness of the ocean. You take a bite of a good humor bar. Suddenly you're 10 years old, sitting on the front steps of your grandparents' house, devouring the sticky ice cream like you did as a child. Distinctive smells and tastes, they transport us back in time to moments that we'd forgotten about. Jesus gathers in an upper room with his friends to share the Passover meal. The Jewish people are so very wise. They understand that simply telling a story over and over again, it isn't sufficient. To fully remember the Exodus journey, to ensure that it's passed down from generation to generation, they weave food and drink into the ritual telling of the story so that all of the senses are stimulated. They eat bitter herbs when they talk about being enslaved by Pharaoh. When they tell of the tears that their ancestors shed, they dip the vegetable in salty water and eat it so that they can taste the teardrops for themselves. Matzah, the only bread used during Passover, is a flatbread made of only flour and water. It's a visual reminder that they had to rush out of Egypt before the bread could even rise, taking this bland, brittle bread with them as the only thing they would have to sustain them on the journey. The wine used at the Passover meal, it's a celebratory drink that symbolizes God's redemption and freedom. Jesus and his disciples, they were Jewish. They gather in the room to eat the bitter herbs, to taste the salty tears, to share the matzah, to toast with the wine, to remember how God rescued them thousands of years before. And listen to what Jesus says. I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover meal with you. Why is he eager to sit and eat with the friend who is about to betray him? Why is he eager to have one final meal before he faces a brutal death? It should be a solemn and depressing meal, but Jesus, he's looking forward to the feast. It's his final teaching moment, a chance to explain that a new exodus is imminent. The story of God's great rescue mission isn't a thing of the past. It's just hours away. Pay attention, Jesus is saying. You aren't going to want to miss it. Through Moses, God rescues a select group of people so that they can truly live. But through Jesus' death and resurrection, God rescues every person from that time on and forevermore so that they can truly live. Tonight we will gather at the table. We will eat this bread. We will drink this cup, not out of habit or tradition, but in order to truly taste God's redemption, to feel it in our bones, and to know it deep within us. Eat this bread. Drink this cup. Remember what Christ has done for you. Amen.